We've been boasting that by his stripes we're healed. And then we see people not healed. We're boasting. He said, you know what? I'm not talking about your judging, boasting attitude. I'm talking about a heart that submits to God, his word, his laws, his principles, his standards, and resists the enemy and doesn't give in to the enemy and watches the enemy flee and then draw close to me. And when you walk through all of that, God's going to be right there, and you'll have visions, and you'll have dreams, and you'll feel his presence, and you'll enter into the Holy of Holies, and you will come to know this awesome, powerful God, because in the process, you have died to this being about you and found out this is all about God. In perfectionism, the spirit of condemnation is taking the place of God. And your works is where you get your value. So you get your value from your works, but you have a devil of condemnation telling you it's not good enough. And because you have a devil of condemnation, he also uses you to judge and condemn others. You cannot use the devil to judge and condemn others to feel better about yourself. It's a haughty spirit. And then expect God to rescue you from the devil that's condemning and judging you. You can't have it both ways. You either recognize that he's the only true judge and you refuse to judge anymore. You will refuse to come in agreement with condemnation against anybody anymore. And instead, you choose to walk in the truth of how powerful God is to set people free. So when you hear something bad about somebody, you speak life. Well, you know such and such. You know, they just, their marriage isn't going to make it. I can just tell they're going to get a divorce. They're just so, and they say, you know, God says that we should not separate what he's joined together. And we need to pray for that marriage. And I'm just going to take authority over right now that divisive spirit being sent against that marriage. Well, you know, such and such kid, you know, that kid will never mount to anything. Oh, no. You know, I'm just going to believe with God. I'm just going to believe in faith with God that no weapon formed against that kid's going to prosper. I'm just going to believe that God is going to heal those heartbroken places in that kid and see that child do great things for God's glory. We can't be in agreement with the enemy against others and then expect the enemy to bow his knee and be resisted because we don't like what he's saying to us. Does anybody have any kind of questions about perfectionism? Does everybody see it? All right, perfectionism. Okay, first, number one. If the enemy, and you may think it's you and not the enemy, but it's the enemy. People aren't wired to condemn themselves. Did you know that? We weren't created to condemn ourselves. We weren't created to condemn ourselves. So, number one, to have a spirit of perfectionism, you have to have some amount of condemnation. Something in your head that criticizes you and tells you where you're doing something wrong. Okay? So when we pray about this, that's the first thing you've got to see. Do you have that? Do you have condemnation? Raise your hand if you have a spirit of condemnation still operating. You know you don't want it. You know you don't believe it. But you know, okay. All right. You guys all qualify for this. All right? All right. That's the real enemy. Do you know that? Condemnation is the real enemy. It's a devil telling you, it's a devil taking God's place, telling you how messed up you are or how good you are. I don't want a devil telling me how good I am either. He's just telling me how good I am to sock it to me one day to say, oh, it's not good enough. We don't want to hear him. We don't want to not hear him because we're taking drugs. We don't want to not hear him because we're drinking alcohol. We don't want to not hear him because we're workaholics and not listening. Do you understand what I'm saying? We want him to actually be dislodged from our brains so he cannot speak to us any longer. Now, for some people, you're going to have to go a little bit through humbling yourself, making God Lord. For some people, you've done that, and you're just getting the revelation tonight that the Spirit, see, I think some of you thought that the high achiever thing was the perfectionism, and you just couldn't see how you'd let go of that. And so because of that, if you hang on to perfectionism, then you hang on to the condemner. And the whole, you can't pick and choose. You know, it's either light or darkness. Light or darkness. In the light, here's how it is. You find out who you are in Christ. You enjoy who you are in Christ. You let everything else fall away. You believe what God says about you. He says good stuff about you. You agree with that. You believe that. And you submit to that. And you resist anything that's not lining up with that. Literally resist it. Let's think of resisting here. How do you resist something? You don't negotiate with it. Let's say anyone here, if you walked out in the parking lot and there was like a crazy person happening, we pray over parking lots, and that crazy person was going to come up to you and try to tell you something about yourself or try to get money from you or something, right? What are you going to do? You're going to ignore it. You're going to walk away. You're going to just pretend you don't see it. You're going to talk to people around you. If it comes and grabs you, you are going, if you're big, especially, or no, you're going to whop it away and say, get away from me, but I don't want to hear a thing you have to say. Just get away from me. If you have to, you'll call the police or call for help. Excuse me, I can't resist this on my own. Would somebody help me? That's the way you have to treat the devil. See, if you think it's your thoughts, then Satan, you have identified yourself as one with the enemy. And that's when it's really hard to get free. And if he has that much authority in your life, he's going to take over your brain. He may wait till you're old, but he's going to get it. So when God says resist here, he's not talking about some little itsy bitsy, will I try? He's talking about a straight out war against this thief who comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Guys, we have got to realize that Satan is real. Not that it's Satan, the devil, whatever devil's assigned to your address is real. And he needs to be treated like an enemy. Instead, he subtly makes you think you and him are the same and causes you to question God. That's the problem. So you say, oh, I'm stepping away from condemnation. Completely, absolutely, once and for all, stepping away. I'm believing you, God. I believe the things that I achieve, you gave me the gifting and ability to achieve. And I believe that you're going to help me know that when I achieve those, it's for your glory and your purposes because I'm already okay. I'm okay. That's why I can do these things. I'm okay. That's why I can do this. And God gets the glory. I don't have to prove anything. I don't have to prove to my children now that I've changed because I was so terrible before. I don't have to prove that to them. I don't have to prove to my spouse. I don't have to prove to people. I don't have to prove anything to anybody. I'm free from that. I don't have to prove to myself. Okay, and I don't have to punish myself. Nobody punishes themselves. That's the devil punishing you, and he's not in charge of punishing you because you belong to God. And Jesus already paid your punishment. God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry what I did. I'm so sorry what I did to my husband. God, I'm just so sorry the way I mistreated him. God, I'm just so sorry what I did to my husband. I know I shouldn't, God. God, you're going to have to throw me in hell. I just should have never treated him that way. And this one, God's going to say, I know you shouldn't have. You can put your mother there, your husband there, your children there, your wife there, whatever. He goes, I know you shouldn't have. So I died for it. I died for it. And if you keep on punishing yourself, you're letting Satan be in charge, not me. See, guys, wow. Repentance is an awesome gift. Repentance doesn't say it doesn't matter what I did. Repentance says it matters so much. I ask God to forgive me and I ask for grace to never, ever, ever do that again because I hate it. And then, though I deserve to be punished for it, he already did. He was already punished for it. Wow. And then see, when you get that, you'll love him. What does the Bible say? He who's been forgiven much loveth much. You got to just realize how much you've been forgiven. He said, that's not fair. That's not fair that you actually just get to walk away completely free. No, it isn't, is it? Totally not fair. Makes up for any injustice that ever came into your life, doesn't it? Makes up for any bad thing that ever happened to you, doesn't it? It's just totally not fair. Absolutely, positively, completely not fair. But it's completely, absolutely what God did for us. He already paid. He really did. He already tasted death in the grave. He already tasted hell for us. He already was tormented and tortured. Everything that you would do to yourself for some of the things you've done to others, he already did. And what he says is receive that. And see, what's going to happen if you really receive that, you're going to fall in love with him. And then you're not going to serve him as a form of punishing yourself. You're going to serve him because there's no punishment left. It is too good. It's good news. Jesus said it's good news. He means it. It's like, pinch yourself. It's really good news. And this is cool. That which was meant for evil, the spiritual law, he will turn it to good. He can't turn it to good if you're still paying the price for it. Oh God, when I've suffered long enough, when I've felt bad enough, when I've cried myself to sleep enough, when I've told myself how stupid I am enough, God, when I get to the end of punishing myself enough that I think it's, proper punishment. When I get to that place, God, then could you change it? Now, see, it doesn't work that way. And some of you think, I've got to change it. I've got to make it right now. I've got to make it right now. Not because you know you're forgiven, but because you're still punishing yourself. Let me tell you something. You can't fix what you've messed up. You can't fix your kids that you messed up. You can't fix a marriage that you messed up. You can't fix a relationship with your parents that you've messed up. Quit trying. Submit yourself to the Lord. Resist the enemy. He'll flee. Draw near to God. He'll draw near to you, and he'll fix your mess. He'll fix your mess. Wow. But he can't fix your mess while you're still trying to fix it and while you're still trying to pay for it. Here, let me give you this real cool thing. When we pray tonight, I want you to see yourself crossing a line that says, my past I give to you, God. And all the condemnation and everything horrible that should happen to me and everything horrible that should happen to the people that I've hurt, I'm crossing over into the light. I'm leaving that back there. believing in faith that everything that Satan meant for evil, you're going to turn to good. So where I messed up my marriage, I believe you're going to turn it to good. Where I messed up my kids, I believe you're going to turn it to good. Where I messed up my job or my career, I believe you're going to turn it to good. Where I messed up my finances, I believe you're going to turn it to good. That revelation is what stopped me from going in condemnation when my daughter died by my side. I stood up in the yard and I said, I want to see you turn this to good. I didn't think he could. I mean, I guess I thought he could because I believe the Bible, but I had no clue how. Tonight, you're going to do that. Tonight, you're going to say to God, all right, God, I want to see how you turn this to good. And then you take your hands off unless he shows you something to do. And then here's the thing. Start brand new being subjected to him, resisting the enemy, and drawing near to God. Let the baggage go tonight. When you let it go, it doesn't say, I don't care about it. It says, I can't do anything about it. I'm giving it to you, God. And I'll obey anything you want me to do. Sometimes he will have you go do things, but let him show you. Does everybody understand that? Let me tell you this. But if you listen to condemnation, here's what happens when you listen to the devil tell you God isn't enough for you. It doesn't work for you. You're so bad it can't help. Here's what happens. You cross back over that line. You look at the cross and say, I just can't believe it's enough. And you pick it all back up. And you put it on your back and you wonder why you're having heart problems and you wonder why you're having sleep problems and you wonder why you're getting frustrated and angry and you're wondering why you feel hopeless and disappointed because you keep picking the mess up. Put it off. Leave it. And when the devil tries to remind you about it with dreams or words, resist him. We got teaching to help you to do that. You got to learn to do that. You can't be a man of God or a woman of God until you've been a teenager of God. The Bible says, young men, resist the enemy.